me. I can't handle too much of that song. It kind of wears me out because it says, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for another day. God, we thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for this time of praise and worship, Lord. God, we thank you for your spirit on today. We thank you for life, health, and strength and being in our right minds. God, we just ask that you would speak to our hearts and our minds these next few minutes just from your precious word that you left on record for us that we might grow thereby. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. My God. To the greatest church that I know.
Amen.
I didn't say in all the world, but I say to the greatest church I know. Three P's, Christian Ministry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the saints of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I don't know if I'm hooked up here. Amen. But we praise the Lord. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. Listen. I can't handle that song. I'm sorry, I just can't handle it. It speaks to my heart. How great is our God? Do anybody know just how great our God is? Thank you. Has he been great to you? Praise the Lord. I'm talking about regardless of whatever you've done, God is still great. He's great all by himself. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for Jesus on today. Amen. I'm going to ask if the IT team can turn my mic on, please. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Jesus. You know, resonated in my heart for the last few days is our God is faithful. We serve a faithful God. And I bless his name on today. Thank you, Lord. But that song says, all we'll see. What is our purpose as saints of God, as Christians, folks? To be ambassadors for Christ. To share a word with the wounded that God will make them whole. To take a word to dark places and let someone know that there's a faithful God who can turn your life around. Not talking about nothing I've heard, but I'm talking about what I know now. That God will turn your dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. He's the God who forgives us of our sins. He showers us with his grace and mercy. He gives us a new way of walking, a new way of talking, a new way of living. What I never could do for myself, God did it for me. When I had a case of the can't help it, and it looked like my life was beyond repair, God stepped in. Thank you, my God, today, amen. Amen. Y'all pray for the pastor because he is overwhelmed right now. Like the song say, when I just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, say my very soul cries out. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Anybody glad you're just saved today? Amen. There was an old song that said, it's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that my soul is set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. It's so very important to me that I love Jesus. I'm not getting caught up in the minutiae of this old world. But I'm going to give God praise as long as I can. As long as there's breath in my body, I'm going to give God praise. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done in my life. Thank you, God, for the good times. Thank you for the bad times. Thank you for who you are. Amen. God is faithful. You know, when I think of faithful, I think of dependable. I think of steadfast. You know, firmness. Trustworthy. Matter of fact, when I think about the faithfulness of God, I think about he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but I guarantee you he's always on time. God is never late. You don't believe it? Ask Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus. They said, Jesus, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. Jesus said, listen, I am the resurrection and the life. Say, your brother will rise again. They say, oh, yeah, we know in the resurrection. He said, oh, no, just give me a few minutes. They said, well, no, he's stinking by now. Been 4 days. Jesus said, just move the stone away. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And the man that was dead came forth, wrapped in grave clothes like mummies in those days. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Thank God for Jesus. He's faithful. I saw a nice little a little statement here with respect to God's faithfulness. It says, God is faithful not because of our trite. I said, okay, trite. Not contrite, but our trite. Meaning something that we just repeat so often. Something that we become so over familiar with. And it just becomes just something we say. God is faithful. God is faithful. Is God faithful? Yeah, he's faithful. Do we really begin to think about how faithful God is? It says, but rather because his word says he is, the Bible says that God is faithful. God is pure, and therefore, his faithfulness is pure and true. God's faithfulness means that he can never act against his nature or character. When you're tempted to believe that he's absent, don't think that don't happen. When you get in a place where you feel like you're saying, God, where are you? The song says, when you can't trace him, still trust him. It says, when you're tempted to believe he's absent, the Bible tells us he is near. I'm reminded of Hebrews 13 and 5. Thank you so very much. It says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Listen to this. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, for he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's faithfulness if you ask me. And we see God's faithfulness in creation. I mean, God is so faithful, like the ever-changing cycles of the seasons. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. Like clockwork. God is the one who created everything that we see. The sunrise and the sunset. If you wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and it's still dark, you got a problem. Somewhere something has went haywire. Because every morning the sunrise, every evening the sunset, God is just that faithful. Remember, he's the one who said, let there be light. And it's been light ever since. Anybody think about how long that sun's been burning? Just me, I guess. You know, my truck runs out of gas. You got to pay the gas bill at home to keep the burners going. But the sun, for all of these thousands of years, is still burning bright. Our heartbeat and even our breathing when we dead sleep. You're not saying, okay, come on, beat, 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 beat. God is so faithful. He breathed in us the breath of life. Hallelujah. And even when we're asleep or even comatose, the heart is still beating and we're still breathing. I'm just talking about our God is a faithful God. He's so faithful even when we sin as believers, 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful right off the top and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The plants blooming in the springtime. They start blooming. The bees start coming, pollinating this stuff. God is so faithful. He said, this is what's going to happen, and it's still happening. They go dormant in the autumn, in the fall. Everything turned orange and red. And yeah, I'm trying to tell y'all that somebody's in charge of all of this.
All right. Amen.
And he is faithful. Anybody been to the beach lately? Aren't you glad that the waves go back? They don't keep coming. You know, they come because you know how we are. We know there's a line. That's part of where the wave stops it and goes back. But if it's kept coming and coming, now we have a problem. When is it going to stop? But God is so faithful. He tell the ocean waves when to stop. He's a faithful God. The rain that comes and water the earth, you know. I mean, sometimes the news media build up the drought so heavy, then all of a sudden God say, really? Time to rain. Whoop. Now we got more rain than we've had in years because he's a faithful God. And when the rain stops, there's a rainbow. Now, we know there's some folks who have tried to hijack the rainbow. I'm just saying. But we know who gave a promise that back in Noah's day, when the earth was covered with a flood, and God gave Noah a reassuring promise that it'll not be by rain anymore, but by fire next time. He says, so I'm going to put a rainbow in the sky as a sign of my covenant with you that the world would never be destroyed by water again. He's a faithful God. The planets stay all in their place, everything in their own orbit. We living on a round planet and nothing falls off. I can't put this up under here and say, stay there. It's coming off. But the God we serve, he holds it all together. He holds it all together, and yet he's concerned about each one of us. I mean, this is mind-boggling to me. Let me just take a quick poll. Have anybody ever prayed and asked God for something, and he did it? Can I see your hands? Can I hear you holler? I mean, you know. Have you ever cried out to the Lord? Amen. And I mean, I wonder if anybody have ever really cried out to God in distress. Amen. I'm not talking about just something I want, something I just desire. I want this thing, give it to me. But have anybody ever cried out to God out of despair?
Hallelujah.
Out of brokenness?
Hallelujah.
Yes. Out of pain so excruciating? Have you cried out to God when it seemed like everything is against you? Amen. And God stepped in.
Amen.
And answered your prayer. Anybody here like that?
Amen.
You know, it's good to know who you're talking to. Because if you haven't gone through anything like this, stick around. Because you're going to need to call on the Lord one day.
Amen.
When you get to the end of your rope and you feel like you don't have any way to turn, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. The sun has shined ever since God created it. Why am I just saying all this in the natural stuff? God is faithful. So I want to take you back to ancient Judah. I want to take you back to a time of despair for the people of God. A little cool, a little warm in here. I see something fanning. Maybe check it down just a couple of notches. You know, Jerusalem, the city of David. You know, Judah, Israel, God's people, God's covenant people, who he made a covenant with. And he gave them a conditional covenant. If you obey me, if you follow my commandments, as you follow these instructions of the law that I've given you, I will bless you. I will make your way plain I'll give you food that you didn't even grow. I'll give you houses that you didn't build. I'll protect you in the time of calamity. So God made the covenant with his people. But the people began to serve other gods. They began to forget about the God who covenanted with them. They began to forget about the one who created them. And they began to get into idolatry. They began to get into all kinds of sexual immoral things. They turned their back on God. God never leaves himself without a witness. Through the prophets, and today in particular, the prophet Jeremiah, who we call the weeping prophet, because our scripture is going to come from the book of Lamentation, which means weeping. He let Jeremiah the prophet know, let the people know they need to repent. They need to turn from their ways. They need to acknowledge who I am because I'm so faithful. I've told you, if you don't do what I'm telling you to do, there's going to be trouble. And so the man cried out, and he cried out, and he cried out, and he cried out. But the people continued to go their way. I tell you, we're going to look at Jeremiah 3 and 21 through 26. But it's a dark time. If you get opportunity, read the last chapter of Jeremiah. And then kind of think about what's happening in America today. Kind of think about how far we've fallen. Think about the things that people call right that are flat out wrong according to God's word. And read that last chapter of Jeremiah, where the Babylonians and King Nebuchadnezzar came in because God said, it's enough, it's time for punishment. And they laid siege to Jerusalem, the city of God, where God's people, they laid siege for 11 years on the outside of the town. With ladders and stuff put up and building berms and preparing to come in and overtake God's people. And they continued to sin. They continued to go in the way that they wanted to go. They continued to refuse to serve the God who created them. And God said it's time because he's faithful. If God says it, he's going to do it. If he's spoken, he's going to bring it to pass. And so Jeremiah, he wasn't taken into Babylon. He stayed there in Jerusalem. God told him, man, Babylon is going to come and they're going to tear this place up, but I want you to buy some property. Because when 70 years is up, they're going to come, I'm going to bring my people back home. And so this weeping prophet, he felt the call of God upon his life to warn the people. And they threw him in prison, threw him in a pit. God gave him a law to give the people. They broke that up. Say, we ain't listen. We ain't going to do nothing God said. We're going to do it our way. But then calamity came. It's sad today when you see people shaking their fists at God. The very one who created them. They're saying, God, you don't understand. You don't know God. I gotta still do it my way. God's way is the best way. So let me just bring it home here. The setting was dire. The walls of Jerusalem have been torn down and burned. The king's palace have been torn down and burned. All of the nice homes that the people of God had were now destroyed by the enemy, and people were being taken off to a foreign land as captives. The beautiful temple that Solomon had built, with all of the gold and all of the bronze and all of the silver and all of the articles for worshiping God, was taken away into a heathen land. Don't it make you think sometime America the Beautiful, that's been blessed beyond measure, resources galore, Purple Mountains majesty, shining sea. And now, where's prayer in school? Where's a sense of gratefulness today? So it gives us something to think about when we think about God is faithful to his word. So in verse 21 of Lamentations 3, Jeremiah the prophet, all that he prophesied, he's seen it come to pass. Even Zedekiah, who was a puppet king of Judah toward the last end, he was taken to Babylon. And his sons were killed in front of him. And then these Babylonians were so cruel, they put his eyes out. So the last thing he saw was his sons being killed. But God is faithful. So he recognized the plight of the children of Israel, of God's people. And he himself understood very well, because he endured so much persecution for standing for God. Do anybody know it's not popular to be a Christian these days in some circles? Don't believe me. Just keep on praising the Lord. Just keep on saying Jesus is Lord. You're going to find some opposition. You're going to be labeled, but that's all right, because God is faithful. Never leave you nor forsake you. So in verse 21, after all that's been said and after all that Jeremiah the prophet saw, he said, this I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. Don't you know without hope we walk in dead men and women? We need to have hope beyond what we see. We need to have hope in the faithful God. He said, this I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. Listen to what he says. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. What is he saying? The man is saying, listen, I'm well aware that every one of us could have been annihilated. We could have been left for dead. He said, but this I recall to my mind, and therefore I have hope. Wait a minute, you mean hope in the midst of a dire situation?
Yeah.
Hope when things don't look so good? Hope when things don't feel so good. Hope when it seems like everything is falling down all around you. But then you remember what God said. You remember what God said. Thank you, God. He said through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Listen to this, because his compassions fail not. God's compassion, his pity, his love for us never runs out. My God, thank you, Lord. Remember, he's in a bad place. He's seen it come to pass. Sometimes we can be in a place where it looks like all hope is gone. That's why the writer in the psalm says, thy word have I hid in my heart. We need to hide God's word in our heart that we'll be able to stand when the storms of life come our way. And they're sure enough coming. So, through the Lord's mercy, we're not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Listen to this. Great is his faithfulness.
Yes.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see. God is faithful. He's faithful. Verse 24 says, the Lord is my portion. Thank you, Lord. You ever had a little portion of a sweet potato pie and it's almost all gone? You know, so I'm going to get my portion. But somebody might like cheesecake. Who going to get that last piece? Me. You know, that's my portion right there. The Lord is my portion. Somebody said, you can have this whole world, but give me Jesus.
Yes.
Ooh, thank you, God.
Yes.
Take all of this stuff, but give me Jesus. The cars can't replace Jesus. The big house on the hill can't replace Jesus. Nothing can replace Jesus Christ, the righteous, who came into our lives, rearranged us, and made us whole. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
The Lord is my portion. Listen to this, saith my soul. Way down on the inside, Sister Dorothy, my soul is saying the Lord is my portion. See, I've been through the storm and the rain. Oh, but I made it by the grace of God. The Lord is my portion, saith the Lord. Listen to this. He said, therefore I have hope in him. I believe God is telling us today we need to have some hope in the Lord. We need to trust the Lord in these crucial times we're living in. We're living in a time where I'm getting phone calls from people I never would expect saying, Pastor, I want to get closer to God. I have a nephew who said, I just feel like I want to say something for God. I'm saying, but you really don't know his word. You don't know, really know him like that yet. But I'm thinking about it. God is knocking on his door.
That's right, man.
God is telling him, I got a plan for you. Purpose. So guess what? Now he's purposed to be on Bible study every Thursday night.
Amen.
People in the world are seeing that something is happening. People are wondering what's going on. He's asking me, well, is this the end times? Or is this what hell is like? I said, no, this ain't hell here. But people are wondering what's going on. The economy is terrible. There's wars and rumors of wars. There's stuff happening in the atmosphere. Unbelievers are saying, what is going on? And we, the church, have the answer.
Right.
The answer is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who's able to do anything but fail. He said, therefore, I have hope in him. Verse 25 say, the Lord is good. Listen to this now. This is important here. The Lord is good to those who wait for him.
Yes.
Now, I know we live in a time that four-letter word people do not like. Wait. W-A-I-T. What? Well, I don't really have time to wait. No, you need to wait on the Lord, as the scripture says, and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. The Lord is good to those who wait on him. Listen to this. To the soul who seeks him.
Yes.
Church, don't get out of the practice of seeking the Lord. God, I need you. God, I'm trying to find you, God. Lord, I want to touch from you. I want to hear from you, God. Speak to me, Lord. Oh, God, if you begin to cry out to him, in earnestness, he'll answer. He'll show up. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Listen to verse 26. It is good that one should hope. Number one, hope. Number two, and wait quietly. Maybe I better read this just through and then. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord, for the deliverance of the Lord. So it's one thing to hope, and it's another thing to wait, but it's how you wait. Are we waiting quietly on the Lord? Are we being still and knowing that he's God, that he's an awesome and mighty God? And so God is faithful today. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 because we're going to be tried. We're going to go through some trials. We're going to have some hard situations. We're confronted with our flesh, number one, because my flesh don't want to do right. Hello, somebody, newsflash. Our flesh wants everything it can see, touch, and feel. And we have an enemy who came to kill, steal, and destroy. And we live in a fallen world where folks have gone crazy. Just a newsflash. Kind of let you know where we are. Sickness is running rampant in the land. Our young people are being drawn away. Families are being destroyed and broken. But 1 Corinthians 10, 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. Hello. What do that mean? Do that mean that what you're going through, you're the only one on the planet that's going through something that's being tempted in a way that's very hard to deal with? No temptation has overtaken you except such as common. There's a whole lot of folks going through some of the same temptations. He say, but God. Listen to this part. But God is what? Faithful. Thank you, God. Wait a minute, God. You mean when stuff went upside down? Yes. God is faithful. But God is faithful. Listen to this. Because sometimes people get this passage twisted. You'll hear people say, God won't put no more on you than you can bear. First of all, correction. God don't put nothing on you like that. Because when you, if that was the case, when you got to a point where you couldn't handle it no more, now something is wrong. God, you done put all this stuff on me, and now I can't handle it. No. God is, we have to know the character of God, the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God. So no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful. Listen to this. This is important. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to deal with. But with the temptation, with the same temptation, he will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. I don't know about y'all, but that's pretty comforting to me. I mean, when it seemed like I just can't go no further, when it seemed like there's no relief in sight, you mean to tell me that God is going to make a way for me to escape? That I'll be able to bear this thing? He's a faithful God. 2 Thessalonians 5:3 say, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you. Who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. God is faithful. If God said that, number one, I heard Chucky say this before. Is it true? Do you believe it? I think that's important. Because sometimes we may not believe what God's word says. Why? Maybe because we haven't been reading it enough. Maybe it's because we haven't been praying enough. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The enemy is so crafty, he puts so much stuff in our head that have nothing to do with what God says. But we need to get to a point where we look in the word of God and see what God says about us. See what God says about you in particular. See what God says about me. I need to see what God has to say. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, set you apart for his use completely. Do you know that God has a plan for each one of us? Yes. He has a purpose for, you know, listen. Y'all know we in the house of the Lord and we on YouTube and all that. But at the same time, I'm the pastor of this church and I wanna do what God say do. So the Lord, this is way off subject. I'll get right back in a second. We're gonna close out here. How many would just love to see someone on the keyboard and the drums? Yeah. Can I get a hallelujah? Yeah. How many would love to just see that part of worship take to another level? Yeah. Well, sometimes we have to get ready for stuff. So thank God for Brother Chucky and Sister Camille as they lead us in praise and worship, but they need some backup. It's time for some of us to say, you know what? I may not sing like David. I may not sing like Aretha Franklin. Or whoever. C.C. Winan. But God, stir my heart. Help me, Lord, to begin to shake off some of the why I can't do somethings. And see where there's a need in the house of the Lord and step up. It's not time for us to go find a musician. Well, who's singing? We got one over here and one. We, as a church, am I getting way off here?
No.
I'm just telling you like it is. This is what the Lord is showing me. There's some things we need to do and step up to, and then we'll be ready for the next level. But if we're not ready for the next level, then we're not getting there. And that's just in the area of praise and worship. The men's fellowship, we finna get cranked up here. The men's chorus, we getting ready to get cranked up here. And we gonna do what we can do. But if there's anybody in the house that feel like you can just be a good backup as the praise leaders are going forth, then say, Lord, here am I. Send me. We're talking about Jeremiah, but somebody need to say, here am I. Send me. All right, let me close this out. But I just had to share that with y'all. You know, God is doing something in our midst. God is taking us someplace. Thank you, Lord. We're looking forward to going into the women's prison on tomorrow, taking the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Laying hands. Thank you, God. Sharing the word of God. Taking hope to hopeless places. Thank you, Lord. The warden over there say, hey, Pastor Perry, we can probably get you in CRC down the street too. Hello. God is doing something. And some of these folks are going to be coming out of prison. And they're going to be looking for some place to come and worship.
Amen.
God is taking us somewhere. These homeless encampments. Folks, we go there not just ministering to the folks, but we're giving them cards. Come on to the house of the Lord. God done bless you with a new place to live. Come on to the house of the Lord. God is preparing us for some things. I want to be a part of what God is doing. It's time for us to go back to some of the old pathways.
Right.
Some of the old praise and worship. Not everything old is good, but there's some things we need to do. All right, I'm sorry. Let me get back. I'm going to close out. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. You may, and may your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will also do it. If there's areas in your life where the Holy Spirit is speaking to you for you to use your gifts and your talents in the house of the Lord, he's able to do it. He'll bring it to pass. He'll strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. If I stop coming to church, he's still faithful. If I say I ain't believing no more, he's still faithful. No matter what a person can come up with, well, God, you know, he ain't did me right. God is still faithful. So it behooves men and women to trust the Lord who is faithful. If he said he will bless you, listen, hold on, he will bless you. If he said he's going to heal you, he will heal you. If you need deliverance, he will deliver you. The world needs to know today that God is faithful. When we go into the homeless encampment tonight, into the family shelter, we need to let the people know God is faithful. What you desire in your heart, God can provide it for you. We're not just going in there in showtime. I said, hey, look at us. We're coming in there to let them know that God is faithful. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. God is going to do it for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Man. So we praise the Lord today. It is Communion Sunday. God bless you all. You all pray for me. Praise the Lord. Pray for one another. Pray for the church. Pray for those who we know that are going through. Pray for those who are in need of a blessing. Pray for those who are struggling. Because God is faithful and he hears and he answers prayer. We don't come into the house of the Lord because of some religious duty. We come into the house of the Lord to praise, worship, and magnify the name of the Lord, and to hear a word from God, and to fellowship with one another in Christ in heavenly places. Thank you, Lord God. That's my message for today. God bless you. God is faithful. Amen. It is communion time. Could those workers, laborers in the house of the Lord come at this time? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. God is faithful. God is faithful. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Would you step in? What can one